Bringing the men in white coats. One thinks of scientists as calm, intelligent people, perhaps wearing white smocks, who take on questions to which we don't know the answers, think about them carefully, and test various explanations experimentally until they come up with one that solves the problem. But that hasn't been the reaction of the evolutionists to intelligent design at all. They have all but bitten themselves in two, trying to drive it straight out of the realm of serious discussion. Columnist William Rusher, 2005. Adding insult to injury. Real science never has to resort to credentialism. If someone with no credentials raises a legitimate question, it is not an answer to point out how uneducated or unqualified the questioner is. In fact, it is pretty much an admission that you don't have an answer, so you want the questioner to go away. Author Orson Scott Card, 2005. Why intelligent design will win. Darwinists have long claimed that opposition to their view is largely restricted to biblical fundamentalists in the American South. But ID is not biblical fundamentalism and is not restricted to the U.S. It is an international phenomenon, and its popularity overseas is growing. In April 2005, Le Monde carried an article about its increasing influence among French students. In August 2005, almost 700 people from 18 nations gathered in Prague for a conference on Darwin and design. Societies for the study of ID are now active in countries such as Japan and Brazil. But the most significant sociological fact about intelligent design is its skyrocketing appeal among young people. Intelligent Design and Evolution Awareness, IDEA, or IDEA clubs, the first of which was founded by students at the University of California, San Diego in 1999, are springing up on college campuses all over the world. There are now clubs in Canada, Kenya, Ukraine, and the Philippines, not to mention several dozen in the U.S. There is a chapter at George Mason University, where Carolyn Crocker used to teach. There is also a chapter at Cornell University, where in 2005, Hunter Rawlings warned the trustees and faculty against ID's assault on science and reason. Cornell's IDEA Club was founded by math and chemistry major Hannah Maxson. She told the Chicago Tribune, "In my opinion, both intelligent design and Darwinian evolution are science." After the Dover, Pennsylvania School Board was prohibited from mentioning intelligent design or disparaging Darwinism, Maxson wrote to the Ithaca Journal, "Although they are able to tell us what may be said, they can't tell us what we may think. Science has never been decided by judicial fiat." So a growing number of bright young men and women have the courage to question Darwinism, study intelligent design, and follow the evidence wherever it leads. They know they are in the midst of a major scientific revolution, and the future belongs to them.